Are you ready to live in new dimensions with the power given to you by God? Well, you've tuned into the right podcast. Welcome to Motivated to Greatness, where we discover the greatness within. Here's your host, Jerome Bouveret.
Well, welcome to the M2G podcast. I am your host, Jerome Bouveret. Let me ask you a question. Are you ready to discover the greatness within? Then let's start today's journey. Now, if you have any podcast ideas or maybe something you'd like to hear us teach on here at M2G, stay on the entirety of this episode, because at the end of it, we're going to share with you how you can submit those in a very easy and efficient manner. Plus, we're going to share with you some other growth and empowerment opportunities that I know you are going to want to take advantage of. Now, we started a series on the last podcast entitled The Power Series. And I challenge you to go back and listen to the previous podcast in the series, because really we're dealing with the power of our attitude. We're dealing with how do we become a better person and understanding the power that is within us. And so on this episode of The Power Series, I want to talk about the power of our words. Now, you and I need to understand that words, they are a powerful force. Listen, they have the power to build people up. They have the power to confine people to where they are. They have the power to break people down. And this is why it's so important, my friends, that we choose our words carefully before we utter them out, not only to others, but most importantly to ourselves. Why? Because if we don't understand the power of the word, if we don't understand the power of our words that come out of our mouth, listen, we are never going to achieve the greatness that I know is on the inside of you. Listen, these words, they have the power, the things that come out of our mouth, the words we speak, they have the power to instill belief. They have the power to give us hope. They have the power to help us move forward. And so I want to talk about the power of our words. Understanding what comes out of our mouth literally will define our life. Now, Confucius said, without knowing the force of words, it is impossible to know more. Without knowing the power of our words, without knowing the power of what we speak, it's impossible to know any more than that. See, your words, literally, hear what I'm about to say. Your words and my words, they become reality. What you think shapes your identity, and what you say determines your reality. I'm going to say it again. What we think, it literally shapes our identity, but what we say will determine the reality of our life. See, the words, my friends, that come out of our mouth take shape in the world that we live in. They take shape and remaking the circumstances by changing the attitudes and driving the actions that are on the inside of us. Listen, it's not an exaggeration for me to say what I'm about to say. It is no exaggeration to say that you and I have the power to create or destroy by exercising the power of our speech. Listen, if we're going to take control of our attitude, if we're going to take control of our life, it is vital that we understand the power of our words and the critical connection to our thoughts and ultimately our attitude that the words we speak have. Listen, you and I discovered through our last podcast that our thoughts have the power. Our thoughts have the power to shape our identity. Now, when you think positively or negatively about yourself or others or the world around you, those thoughts begin to go to work. They impact everything. They impact everything from your energy level to your relationships. Even your possibilities for the future are affected by what you think. First of all, what happens is these thoughts begin to shape your life. They begin to shape who you are. And inevitably, the thoughts that you and I think, listen to what I'm about to say, the thoughts that you and I think flow out of what we're saying. Listen, your attitude, my attitude determines my thoughts, and then those thoughts become words. And those words that we speak are powerful tools that will shape our life. Listen, well, let me ask you a question. What happens when you think in one direction for a while? What happens when you begin to think in a particular direction? You begin to speak in that same pattern of thinking. Do you see the correlation yet that our thought process and the words that come out of our mouth work hand in hand together? So when we begin to think in one particular direction, we ultimately will begin to speak in that direction. Now, I dealt with on the last podcast on the power of our thoughts about the power of our thinking. But you got to understand that when we start to think in a certain direction, whether positive or negative, what we're thinking is going to come out of our mouth. There is a direct link, my friends, between our attitude and our thoughts and between our thoughts and our words. These are all linked together. See, when we have a positive attitude, we think positive thoughts, and what's going to happen? We're going to begin to speak positive things. Why? Because we're flowing in the pattern of our attitude is positive, our thoughts are positive, and our words are going to be positive. So if you want to change your words, you have to change your thoughts, ultimately changing your attitude. So we're talking about the power of our words, that our words have power. Now, Jesus said in Luke chapter 6 and verse 39, this is such a powerful principle. Listen to what he said. He said, the good person out of the good treasure of his heart produces good, and the evil person out of his evil treasure produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. Did you catch it? Jesus said that out of the abundance of your heart, out of the abundance of your thought process, your mouth is going to speak. Your mouth is going to declare, and we are going to speak whatever is in our thought processes. See, I'm going to say it like this. Our attitude shapes our thoughts, and our thoughts inevitably flow forth into words. So we need to have the right attitude so we can have the right thoughts, so we can speak the right things. Why? Because our words become our reality. So say that with me. Say, my words become my reality. See, our thoughts, they're like, how do I want to compare thoughts? Our thoughts are like an atomic bomb. We all know the power that comes from nuclear fission. We've studied this in school. And when you begin to break apart atoms of uranium and plutonium, what happens is there is a tremendous energy that is unleashed. And our thoughts are like that atomic bomb. Our thoughts are like that chemical reaction. Even a tiny thought, my friends, even a tiny idea can release great power in your life. And if our thoughts have power, then our words have even more power. Why? Because our words are fueled by our thoughts. And so our words have more power in our life, even more so than our thought process does. Here's what the chain reaction looks like in your life. Your attitude produces your thoughts, and your thoughts produce your words, and your words create your reality. See, our words have creative power. Let me let that sink in for a minute. Your words have creative power. The things that we say take shape in our life and in the lives of those around us. When you read a good book, let me use this for example. When you read a good book, what happens? The author is creating a setting for you using nothing but words. You fall in love with the heroes and, well, you hate the villains. You can picture the mountains or the seashore in a tiny apartment where the characters live. It's like you're there. It's like you're living in the story. What is that? That's the power of words. Ernest Hemingway said this. I love this quote by Ernest Hemingway. He said, all good books are alike in that they are truer than if they had really happened. And after you are finished reading one, you will feel that all that happened to you and afterwards, it all belongs to you. The good, the bad, the ecstasy, the remorse, and the sorrow. The people and the places and how the weather was. What was Ernest saying? He was saying that what's written in the pages of a good book literally become like your reality. Literally, you feel empowered. Literally, you might take part in that story. Listen, there was a study that was done. I'm going to tell you about this study. This is such a powerful thing. You guys know me. I love quotes. I love surveys. I love studies here on the podcast. But there was a survey that was done for 20 years by psychologists Clifford Notorious and Howard Markman. And what's happened is they've studied the power of words to shape relationships. Now, they have found that through this study, that the team of researchers can predict with within 93% accuracy whether a newly married couple will eventually divorce. Think about it. Through this study, they have discovered that they can predict within a 93% accuracy whether or not a couple will stay together. How do they do it, Jerome? How do they do it? Well, in this study, they examine the words that they're speaking to each other. They watch videotaped or recorded interviews with the couple attempting to solve a problem. And what happened is Notorious and Markham examined their words to gain clues to their thinking. This pair of researchers, they claim that they can predict when a couple feels hopeless about the relationship based on their words. They have concluded through this study that a happy marriage has less to do with how ideally matched the couple is and much more to do with how they communicate with each other. These psychologists, these researchers have reported that it takes hours of positive communication to undo the effect of one negative remark. They said one zinger can erase 20 acts of kindness the way one candy bar can wipe out 20 minutes of exercising. I said that to say this. We need to understand that our words have the power to create, and they also have the power to destroy. Think about that for a minute. Think about the effect that your words may be having right now on your relationships, maybe even in ways that you haven't even noticed, maybe in ways that you and I haven't even thought of. Our words can create and they can destroy. They have power. What kind of effect are the words that are coming out of your mouth, whether it be to your spouse, whether it be to your child, whether it be to your boss or coworkers or friends? What is the power? What is the effect that our words are having on those around us right now? See, our thoughts take shape in the form of words. When we speak something out of our mouth, again, going back to the words of Jesus, when we speak something out of our mouth, it literally is our thoughts taking on verbal form. And what happens is that then shapes the reality that we live in. And the power works in the opposite direction as well. Your words shape your thoughts, which in return does affect the way your outlook is in life. It's a reverse effect. So if you want to change your outlook, you got to change your words. If you want to change your attitude, you got to change your words. But if you want to change your words, you got to change your attitude. Are you catching this right now? Listen, if thought can corrupt language, then language can also corrupt thought. George Orwell said that. He said that in a 1984 novel. See, let me help you. If you doubt, if you're listening to this right now, you're saying, Jerome, I just don't know if I buy into this. I think you're crazy. Listen, if you doubt that your words affect thoughts just as much as thoughts affect words, consider how politicians in real life vie to shape what we think on any issue. How do they do it? By influencing the terminology we use to talk about it. They know that if they can get your terminology to speak a certain way, it changes your ideologies and the way you think about a particular subject. See, the way you talk about yourself will reinforce, for better or for worse, how you feel about yourself, which in turn will produce more of the same kind of speech. So the way that we talk about ourselves is either going to make us better or it's going to make us worse. What is coming out of your mouth right now? What are the words that you are speaking about yourself? What are the words that you're speaking about your situation? There is power in our words. See, changing how we speak will change how we think, and that will in turn produce a positive outlook in our life. Our thoughts and our words, my friends, are really inseparable. You can't separate the two. One flows to the other and then back again. King David said it this way in Psalms 19 and 14, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord." Notice, he said, let the words of my mouth, the first thing he deals with is what we're speaking. He said, let my words be pleasing. Let my words be acceptable. And then the meditation of my heart or my thought process, let it be acceptable. But it begins with the power of his words. He knew that words and thoughts go together like chocolate and peanut butter. One feeds into the other, forming a spiral effect. Now, if we're going to really understand the power of our words, if we're really going to deal with these words that are coming out, if we really want to change the power of our words so that we can change the outlook of our life and we can change the direction of our life, we have to recognize and eliminate the negative speech that is coming out of our mouth. One of the key things that you're going to, that you and I are going to need to do in order to harness the power of a positive attitude is to recognize and eliminate negative speech from our vocabulary. We got to change what we're speaking. We got to, listen, if you're the gloom, despair, and agony on me, and you always got the Eeyore spirit, you know what I'm talking about, Eeyore for Winnie the Pooh, you know, always down. Listen, if that's the way you want to live, fine, but I don't want to live that way. I want to live a good life. I want to live a prosperous life. I want to live a productive life, but I got to understand that I need to recognize the negative speech that wants to creep up out of my mouth. And can I tell you something? Can I be transparent and honest with you here on M2G right now? Sometimes it's difficult to see the patterns of negative speech in ourselves because they become a second nature to us. Listen, sometimes we slip into those negative thought processes. We slip into that negative speech and we don't even realize we're doing it. Even worse than that, we may be tempted to justify that negative speech in the form of complaining or sarcasm, or maybe venting, or maybe kidding. We need to learn how to take power over these words that are coming out of our mouth because our words define our reality. Our thoughts shape our identity, but our words shape and create our reality. Listen, I'm going to give you a challenge right now. You ready for it? I'm going to give you an M2G challenge right here. Here it is. Go 24 hours without saying anything negative. From the point that you're listening to this podcast right now, go 24 hours without saying anything negative. Listen, if we can't go an entire 24 hours, if we can't go an entire day without speaking negative words, we're going to have to admit that we got a problem in that area then. If we can't go 24 hours without speaking negative words out of our mouth, then we have an issue that we need to deal with. Now, what do I mean by negative speech? What Jerome, define negative speech? What is negative words that come out of a mouth? Well, I'm going to give us some types of negative speech right here. And I could expound on these for hours, but I'm not going to do, obviously not going to do that. But the first type of negative speech that comes out of our mouth is gossip. What is gossip? Gossip is passing along an unkind or unflattering rumor or report, whether it be true or not, about someone who is not present to defend themselves. See, gossip, my friends, it's easy to resort to. But can I help you? It always backfires. Listen, you never look taller when standing on someone else's demolished reputation. So gossip is a form of negative speech. Gossip is a form of negative words. You ever heard that old saying, what goes around comes around? Let me ask you, have you ever heard the story about the three men that went on a fishing trip? There's three friends that went on a fishing trip. Let me prove the power of gossip. There are three men that went on a fishing trip and the fish weren't biting. So one of the guys had the bright idea of sharing their biggest shortcoming with the other. So they agreed. So the first fellow admitted he had a tendency to drink a little bit too much. They all kind of chuckled and said, yeah, been there. The second one confessed that he was guilty of going to the casino once in a while and blowing his entire paycheck. So then the two that confessed their shortcomings, they turned to the third friend and said, so what about you? What's your shortcoming? He said, well, he had a huge grin on his face, by the way, when he was saying, he said, well, my biggest problem is gossiping. So gossip is a form of negative speech. Gossip, again, is defined as passing along an unkind or unflattering rumor or report, whether it's true or not, about someone who is not present. The next type of negative speech is complaining. I know nobody listening to this podcast has ever done this. Nobody's ever complained. Complain? What is complain? Complaining is saying something negative about a circumstance rather than doing something constructive about it. I'm going to say it, complaining. When we complain, what we're doing is we're speaking negative about a circumstance or circumstances or people in our life rather than doing something constructive about the situation. Now, it is tempting, maybe not for you, but it is tempting for me to justify complaining because, well, I find myself in difficult and annoying circumstances beyond my control at times. So when it's beyond my control, it's easy to murmur and complain and to try to justify it. And somehow it feels good to let off steam by griping about what's wrong in my life. What does complaining stem from? Well, complaining stems from the belief, right or wrong, that we're powerless to bring change or that we've been somehow wronged. And because our outlook is negative, my friends, literally what happens is we think we're helpless and we vent that feeling by complaining. Well, the result of that is it only makes us feel worse over time. And it is has a tremendous negative effect on those around us. So we got to learn that complaining is negative speech. When we complain, we are speaking things and we're speaking negative about circumstances instead of being proactive and constructive about doing something about it. Naysaying. Naysaying is another form of negative speech. What is naysaying? Naysaying? What is that, Jerome? Naysaying is devaluing or rejecting a suggestion without evaluating it fairly. I'm going to say it again. Naysaying is devaluing or rejecting a suggestion without evaluating it fairly. Listen, we do this in marriages. We do this in relationships. We do this in employment situations and even the political arena as a way of taking power from the other person. What are some naysaying statements that we make? That'll never work. No way. It'll never happen. Oh, here we go again. All of these, my friends, are forms of naysaying. All of these are forms of devaluing and rejecting a suggestion without evaluating it fairly in our thought process. Listen, when we fear losing something in a relationship, we rob power from the other party by naysaying. We may fear losing authority at work or losing money or losing stability or security because of the changes in the status quo. Because we have a negative outlook, we fear change, and therefore we short-circuit it through negative speech. Naysaying, it is self-defeating. Nobody likes a naysayer, and naysaying often circumvents positive changes. So naysaying, again, is devaluing or rejecting a suggestion without evaluating it fairly. Next is insults and sarcasm. These can be forms of negative speech. Insults and sarcasm, my friends, are saying negative things about another person, especially when spoken directly to them. Now, we are tempted to do this, and maybe not you, but we are tempted to do this because it feels empowering and we can exercise power over someone in a relationship. Listen, I don't know about you, but I found myself in times where if I can put another person down, we may make our point and we may win our point by making them look foolish. Listen, sarcasm is an especially tempting form of insult because it can be passed off as humor. How often have we heard someone make a cutting or sarcastic remark and then defend it by saying, "Relax, I was only kidding." See, when we feel threatened or we feel inferior, what we do is we lash out with aggressive speech. Insults and sarcasm are a power move. They're intended to make the other person feel superior to another. But let me help you. Contrary to what you may believe, words hurt people. Insults and sarcasm are incredibly harmful to others. Even if they don't reveal the hurt to you, they are still very powerful. Another form of negative speech is lying. What is lying? Lying is deceiving others by using words. Yes, you heard me correctly. Lying is deceiving others by using words. This includes making false statements, but there's more to it than that. Being untruthful includes misrepresenting the truth, maybe using partial truths. It omits the fact. It's careless with facts. It's misdirecting and it's exaggeration. Why do we lie? Well, sometimes we lie, and I'm not saying it's right, but sometimes we lie because we believe that if we tell the whole truth or if the whole truth are known, we would suffer in some way. Listen, there are times that facts do not need to be made public. I completely agree with you. There are times that facts do not need to be made public. However, any attempt to manipulate the truth is dangerous. So what do we do with our words? We need to learn to use our power for the good. Listen, from the Declaration of Independence to the Gettysburg Address to Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech, we have seen many powerful examples of the way words shape our reality. The things that we say, my friends, really do have power. I want to tell you a story about Dr. Dennis Hensley. Now, Dr. Dennis Hensley, he was an English professor, and he had a student by the name of Sean. And this student was in his world literature course. Now, Sean was a wrestler, and, well, he looked every bit of the part. You know, he's a buff, strong guy. He excelled at weightlifting, and, well, he was just built. And though Sean began the semester getting average grades, he steadily made progress. And what would happen is when he would get an A, well, the doc would encourage him. He would encourage this rough wrestler through a handwritten note. And one time he got an A on a quiz. And on a note on the back of the paper, this is what Doc Hensley wrote. "This is superb work, son. I congratulate you. You've been working hard and this is the payoff. Well done." And when he handed his paper back to Sean, Doc was pleased to note the smile on Sean's face when he saw the grade. But when the young man read the note, he looked crestfallen and he avoided eye contact. And after class, he quickly left the room. 2 days later, Sean met with his professor to explain his reaction. With tears in his eyes, Sean recounted the sad story of his parents' divorce when Sean was only 7 years old. He said, "I somehow felt it was my fault that my dad left. I got it into my head that if I could just be a better son, he would come back and live with us again. We'd all be happy." And after a pause, he added, "So I played every sport at my school and all the summer sports I could sign up for. I thought that if I could just hit enough home runs or score enough touchdowns or shoot enough baskets, my dad would be proud of me and he would come back." Well, of course, it didn't work. It didn't happen. And he said, "I've always felt like I'd failed." He said, "I haven't heard from my dad for the past 2 years, and I probably never will. I thought I'd gotten past caring until you praised me and you called me son. I realized at that moment that all of my life, all I wanted to hear was from a man that I looked up to telling me he was proud of me and calling me son. You have no idea what this note on this paper means to me. I plan to keep it for the rest of my life." Sean graduated with a degree in elementary education and went on to become a teacher at an inner city school. But more than a teacher, he became a father figure for many of his students. He called each one son or daughter, and he was passing on the gift that his English professor had given him. My friends, your words have the power to create. With our words, we can bring beauty, joy, passion, energy, truth, wisdom, justice, and gladness into this world. With our words, we can create a better future for ourselves and for our families and those around us. Our words indeed have power, and it is important that we use them carefully. It is important that we understand the power of our words. Joyce Meyer said this: "Words are containers for power. You choose what kind of power that they carry." Listen, my friends, what are the words that are coming out of your mouth? What are the words that you are speaking? What is the power of the words? What are your words declaring? What reality are your words bringing to fruition right now. Proverbs 18:20-21 says, words kill, words give life. They're either poison or fruit. You choose. Notice he said, your words have the power to give life. They have the power to kill. They're either going to bring you fruit, which means increase, or they're going to bring you poison, which means decrease in your life. Notice he said, you get to choose. So my friends, let me ask you again. What reality are you creating with the words that are coming out of your mouth? Listen, if you haven't done it already, I need you to subscribe and follow this podcast right now, because every week we are bringing life-changing content that's going to help you live your best life. And not only that, but will you help us empower others by sharing about this podcast? Because together we can help others discover the greatness within. And then also, we need you to partner with us financially. Listen, there is no insignificant amount. I'm not asking for anything in particular. Every bit that comes in helps us increase, not just through this podcast, but also increase empowerment opportunities. It helps us to bring this podcast weekly, but it also helps us to expand so that we can empower other people to other growth platforms. Listen, you can give securely via several electronic methods that are listed on our website. All of your giving is tax deductible and it is appreciated. So we say that whether it be a one-time commitment or whether it be a monthly commitment, we say thank you for your commitment to joining with us and helping us increase and accomplish what we need to accomplish. So here's our announcer with our website information and how you can partner with and stay connected to all things Motivated to Greatness.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Motivated to Greatness. We hope that you were encouraged to find your greatness within. Tune in every Thursday for new episodes of Motivated to Greatness with Jerome Bouverette. If you have a topic idea that you would like to hear discussed or simply have questions, please email your requests to kingdombif@gmail.com. Again, that's kingdombif@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you. Would you like to receive weekly M2G mobile empowerments? If so, please text M2G to 31996. That's the letter M, the number 2, and the letter G to 31996. We want you to stay empowered. Here at M2G, we believe in the power of prayer. If you have a prayer request and would like for us to agree with you, we have a team of hundreds of prayer warriors across the nation who are awaiting your requests. Please email your prayer requests to kingdombif@gmail.com. Again, that's kingdombif@gmail.com. Thank you for your continuous support. For more M2G info, please visit our website at www.kbif.info. Again, that's www.kbif.info. You can also connect with Jerome Bouverette by following him on Instagram, Facebook, Periscope, and by subscribing to his YouTube channel, all at Jerome A. Bouverette. Thank you again for tuning in to Motivated to Greatness. Take the time today to discover your greatness within.